Cabot Outdoors, your source for Hustler and DeWalt equipment. Get mowing today online at CabotOutdoors.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Yeah. All right, 9:06 on this Thursday, June 18th, last hour, before we will get in our cars, Roger, and head over to your hometown.
How about that?
When's the last time you've been in the Ohio Club? You ever?
I think the last time I was in there, we did it not this past March, but March of 25 with the St. Paddy's Day did when gotcha. We walk up gotcha. In downtown.
Yeah, if you just joined the show over the last few days or been listening, five restaurants over 100 years old, at least 100. I think this is the oldest. And this was not a restaurant the entire time. We get that. But 121 years in operation. And then, Roger, we got to make our plans to go everywhere else. I mean, we got yeah. a hall. I mean, they're good little halls now. I mean, Camden, 119 years. Ohio Club, 121. Jones Barbecue Mariana, 116.
We'll take the bus vehicle for that.
Exactly.
We'll have to do that. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, it was just Amina and Blytheville. These are all, it's interesting. Yeah. When I picked them, Roger, I sort of thought about where they were, but the reality is the furthest corners of the state. We got one every place. You
right.
Know?
In yeah. east, south, more, yeah. northwest, and right smack dab in the middle of it.
By the
it.
Way, we need a contestant, too, for Factor Crap, 661-1037. Dude Perfect Tickets. We'll have the open here in just a second. You were going to say, Roger?
I had a whole new bit. I was just going to leave it alone. I'll let you do it. No, let's see. What is it? It's the food. What are we looking for? What is the signature food?
I think for them, you know, they haven't been in the food business a long, long time. I hear the burger's pretty amazing, but we'll let...
Now, Dampier's not there anymore.
That's right.
I mean, so I don't know. Do they have the burger there?
I presume they do.
I mean, I don't know what else there is. Yeah, I mean, it's a bar.
I've only been in there a couple times.
Sure.
I'm usually in and out.
Yeah.
So I think this will be a learning experience for us. I mean, think of the thousands of tourists that go in that thing every year, and I was reading where Babe Ruth's been in there, Capone, all of them. You name it,
Absolutely.
Oni Madden, all of them have been
How
in there.
About so, that, think about that.
Yeah, we might ought to get to, we ought to get Robert Reins. Call Robert, tell him we're going to be over there.
Listen, you know? Maybe he's hobbling. Did you know that I heard last night? Where was I last night? Where was I yesterday? No, I was filming some commercials for Alcoa Community Federation, and some of the ladies from Channel 4 were there. That's who we were filming it with, and they work with Brian McRae's wife. Brian McRae, Costner came out to the Hot Springs Country Club and
Costner's everywhere.
He was everywhere.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, just think if you're in the Hot Springs, you're going, there's Kevin Costner.
It's Kevin Costner. Somebody said his son lives in Hot Springs or
Arkansas. Is that right?
That's what they said. I don't know. Brian McRae.
Let's play a little Factor Crap and Roger Dodger.
Factor Crap it up. Factor Crap. Brian McRae knows Kevin Costner.
Is it fact or is it crap? You decide. Fact or crap is brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment, founded by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison over 10 years ago. They specialize in refuge sweeper and recycle equipment. Find out more at ametrucks.com.
That's AME. By the way, they also own Highway 270 Grill, which got a big review the other day, like one of the best. Some of the best chicken or catfish in the state, I saw. So, all right, we got a contestant there. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Hey, Matt. Thanks for listening. Where are you living?
Russellville.
All right. What do you do for work?
I'm a plumber.
All right. Appreciate the plumber.
A plumber.
Appreciate the plumber.
We're talking about the plumbers that were in action in 1972.
Right. The Watergate. They were five.
G. Gordon Liddy.
Supposed plumbers.
Et al. Yeah.
That's funny. All right. You ready to play, Matt?
Yes, sir.
All right. The way this thing works, I'm going to read a statement, and it's either fact or crap. We're going to give Roger and Christian a chance to tell you their opinion, and then you can either go with them or go with your own. You got to get 2 out of 3 to win. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Bat Out of Hell was written by Meatloaf after an argument with Ozzy Osbourne. Of course, you've heard that that song, Bat Out of Hell. Mm-hmm. Roger, is
and
that...
And Ozzy bit the head off of a bat.
That's
thinking
right.
It was rubber.
That's right. Is that fact or crap? Bat Out of Hell was written by Meatloaf after an argument with Ozzy Osbourne.
Meatloaf told this story when he was a contestant on the Donald Trump show. What was that?
The Apprentice.
Yeah, he told that story. So that is a fact.
Christian, is that fact or crap?
It's a fact.
Matt, you can either go with them. Listen, just because they think that you, they sound confident doesn't mean they know the answer for sure. What are you going to go with? Is that fact or crap?
Yeah, I'm going with the boys. Roger seems too confident, so I'm going with him.
Bat Out of Hell was written by Meatloaf after an argument with Ozzy Osbourne is... crap! It's crap. It's completely, that's yeah. completely made up.
completely made up.
All right, here we go.
Roger's out there.
You know, here's the deal. I learned from George Costanza, it isn't a lie if you believe it. And I believed it was true.
All right, you ready for the next? You got to get two in a row
good
now,
luck,
Matt.
Good luck. We got it.
You
now,
ready,
Matt? We got
all right.
it.
All right.
Yeah, we're good. We'll get them too.
Sting, the singer, what's his real name?
Robert Raines.
Great question.
I just went blank.
I do not know.
I should know that. It's not right. I should know his name. Anyway, Sting, the singer,
it's Larry Wilcox,
doesn't own the rights to the name Sting. The registered owner with the U.S. Patent Office is the pro wrestler, Sting. But he lets the other Sting use the name, too. Is that fact or crap, Roger?
Fact.
All right. That was pretty quick. Christian, fact or crap?
That's a fact.
Wow. Okay. Matt, they sound pretty confident. Are you going to go with them? Or you went with the last time and they were wrong, but they sound more confident this time. Fact or crap?
I'm trying to think, because Sting was like a wrestler in the 80s and 90s.
He was.
That's correct.
Was the Stinger not before that?
Well, 80s. Like maybe late 70s, 80s. Then he went that's solo.
Yeah. But was he Sting when he was with police?
Okay. He was.
He was. They still called him Sting.
But did he care about getting a patent? That's the big question. That's right. Yeah. So what you going to go with? Are you going to go with the boys? Or you going to go with your own instinct?
I'm going to go with Stack.
All right. Sting the Singer. Sting the Singer doesn't own the rights to the name Sting. The registered owner with the U.S. Patent Office is the pro wrestler Sting, but he lets the other Sting use the name too. Is a fact. You're hanging in there. You're in the mix.
Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner.
That's it.
It's Sting's name.
Wow.
Yeah. I'd change it too.
All right. You ready?
It's got three first names.
Yeah. This is it. Here we go. This is for the win.
For the big balls.
Tickets to Dude Perfect. The biggest arms manufacturer. Manufacturer in the world is Hasbro. Is that fact or crap,
biggest
Roger?
Biggest arms manufacturer.
Guess what?
The biggest arms manufacturer in the world is Hasbro.
Matthew, I want you to listen to me. That is 100% correct. I did a trivia on this one.
Yeah. Christian.
Yeah.
Christian, is it fact or crap?
Hasbro. Toy guns.
I'll go fact, although I'm not sure, but Roger has convinced me.
Now, again, we're talking about real arms. Now.
Yeah, I do not know.
We're not talking about toys. So you both of you say fact, or Roger, is that what you said?
That's fact. That's
all right.
Fact.
Matt, listen.
A lot of people think it's Remington.
They've been all over the map today, being right or wrong. So you either go with them or go with your instinct. This is for the tickets.
I want to say I read it somewhere, but I can't remember. But I think it is a fact.
Give him his prize.
The biggest arms manufacturer in the world is Hasbro. Of course, it's crap.
Oh.
They make toys.
Oh my God.
Matt, come on, man.
Matt, come on. You're better than that, Matt.
I tell you what, we like plumbers.
Yeah.
We like plumbers.
We're listen, big fan of
give
yeah,
listen,
right.
Listening to the Dude Perfect. We love plumbers.
You know what? That's exactly right. Matt,
yeah,
now, let me ask you this, Matt. Will you accept that prize knowing that you didn't actually win it, that we're giving it to you? Does it still mean something to you?
Oh, it means more, and I'm going to tell my kid that I'm taking. I'm going to tell him I want it. So
right, you know what? Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah, it's exactly right because when you know what? Because they don't care. You want it for listening to our show.
Before we let Matt go, we don't always get plumbers to talk. Let's talk some business. What is your number one repair? What is the number one issue that you're called out to deal with? Is it the clogged, or is it the little chain thing that's not working? It doesn't flush. What is number one on the plumber's list
gaskets,
to repair?
Is it gaskets?
I would say, yeah, probably a water usage issue, whether it be, you know, a leak, you know, a commode flapper leaking, water heater issue, but a water usage problem, probably.
I am 62 years old, And I'll admit it. When I start hearing like something's running, I don't know how to stop it. Yeah. I'll the chain, yeah. the ball up, hold it down. It never works. I don't know the secret code to do that. There should be a secret code, an easy secret code, right, Matt?
Yeah, just next time it happens, holler at me and I'll come show you. We'll do a video maybe, and we can that way you can.
So in other words, you're not getting the answer over the phone, big boy.
Well, because it's
insider secrets.
Because it could be the hardware that's in there. Because I learned the hard way.
The chain is the ball. What is it?
It's a one piece. You get it's just
yeah. But what is usually the cause of that? Is it the
leakage?
Yeah, but
the gasket could be the gasket.
The gasket that the seal.
You know that crap that they Matt and tell us this yes or no, Matt. Because I'd say it's bad for you. I used to put those little tablet things in the tank for either the blue water or the bleach water. Right. But that eats the rubber gasket.
Is that true?
That don't put the blue thing in the
don't
tank.
Put it in there.
You know, I was thinking about going back to that.
No.
I like the blue.
It eats the rubber gasket.
Is the rubber gasket, Matt, what's causing the problem?
Well, it could be in some things.
They break down. They will break down. Anything that sits in water like that for a period of time, it's going to break down and have to be
No, no joke, Roger. We're sitting in Aspen at the Hatcher home, which is as nice as any home that you've ever been to. Yeah. And Matt, that thing ran for six solid days, and that never stopped. Never
did
stopped.
Did you not tell the hatcher?
No, I didn't. I thought I could fix it.
No,
and it ran the whole time.
You know, just because it's a home in Aspen doesn't mean that they want to save money.
I would go in there and I would.
You listen. You
got. I would
tell
raise
somebody.
The chain and I would hold it, and let the water run out, and they got it. Then it came out. It would be doing it again. Just it went on the whole time.
Wow, that's crazy.
I thought I could listen. I'm 63. I've had that happen 100 times, and I still don't know the answer. And Matt goes, call me next time, and maybe I'll help you out.
Matt, get Matt's number. Get his information.
What's the name of your place, Matt, or your company that you either
own? I work for a company.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, out of Russellville, McNeely Plumbing.
All right. Give a shout-out to McNeely Plumbing.
Salute. Of course, Matt's a winner. He listens to the number one morning show on the
You
Fox.
Are a winner, Matt. Enjoy.
Thank you, Matt.
Enjoy Dude Perfect.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hold on.
Every morning.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Christian, get your info. You know what else I found out? A new hack. I got to ask Samantha if it worked because I need to redo it. You know, a couple of the doors at our house, like the one going into the master bath and some of the other bedrooms. Now, she's got these little rabbits. She's all into rabbits. She's got these little rabbit floor, these door holders that hold the door. You put it by the door.
Okay.
So I'm looking and I'm thinking, why don't these doors stay open? You know, because they'll slightly move open. And I tried to tighten up the hinges and do all that, and instead of going to buy new hinges, no. So it's not that. It could be, but it's not. We're on slabs, so anything's possible. So I Google it, and then last night I go ahead and do it before we go to pickleball. You take out the pins.
Yeah.
You know, it was specific. Right. You take out the middle pin.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You take out that pin, and you take it outside on the concrete or whatever, and you hit it with a hammer. To put a little bit, and I thought, wait a minute, is this crazy?
Because
then there's several other people.
Will it fit? Will it go in the
you
slot?
You don't bend it. You just give it just a little. So if you roll it down, it's smooth if you roll it. Okay. But if you hit it with that rascal and it's got a little wobble in it, then you know you've done it well. You put it back in there, and that little bend holds it in place. If it doesn't.
I think it's crap.
Then they said, do the top one as well.
I think it's crap.
And it worked.
It worked.
It worked.
I don't believe it.
I'm telling you, it worked. I'm telling you, it worked.
All right.
I mean, that's a great little hack. So if you've got a door in your bedroom or your spare bedrooms or your bathroom or whatever,
it's a lot of work to get those doors off.
No, it's not. You don't to take it off the hinge?
You got to get the pin out. I mean, it's not too difficult.
The pin's easy.
Yeah. It's easy to get it out.
Taking the entire door off is annoying.
Well, you put a new hinges on, and I didn't want to do that because then you're going to have to put in some putty and all that to put in new wood and do all that sort of thing.
So one thing before you get Matt here, on that Dude Perfect, isn't Dude Perfect the ones that are sitting in the top of a stadium and throwing a basketball?
Yeah.
How in the world did they do a live show and not take 1,000 shots to get it to go in?
I don't know. Maybe they're like the Harlem Globetrotters. Maybe they just mastered the trick shots.
I was reading about the Oz guy. Have you been reading about the mentalist, the Oz guy that goes around now?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to see how he does this. I went down a rabbit hole for an hour yesterday trying to find the secret. And they go, it's like he's doing it pre-show. And I'm just telling you, some there's no way that you can get some of this pre-show info.
How does he do it? How does he
there's
do
just,
it?
Some of it is just no way you could get this pre-show.
Now, you see a lot of magician stuff that they put on social, and they're just blasting all these tricks out of the water, showing you how to do behind the scenes.
The hand-eye. But this is stuff.
No, this is mental stuff.
I don't know how he does it. How he gets they say he has to get the info from somebody before he does the trick. Now, I did see a mess
up.
I did see a clip where he messed up. Matter of fact, because the guy said, he goes, tell me the player, and whatever. And the guy goes,
but how about the guy?
Well, hold on. He goes, the honest guy goes, is it a Jet or is it a Buccaneer? He goes, it's a Jet. And he goes, it's Breece Hall. And he wrote it down and he showed him. And the guy said, yeah, that's it. But you spelled it wrong like I spelled it wrong. That's not the way it's supposed to be spelled. So it sort of caught him that somehow. He had somehow seen.
He'd known that he spelled it
wrong. And he didn't realize it. So he quickly moved on. So that was the first time I'd seen where he'd been sort of called out for maybe.
He's got like cameras or something watching.
I don't want him to be busted out.
I know.
Well, I want to stay.
There's definitely a trick to the trick.
Roger, there was a guy back in the 70s and 80s that used to do the
Kreskin.
Same thing. Yeah, and there was somebody else too. There's a couple people that have done this, and there was always a trick. But I'm telling you, the kind of information, for example, like. I want this quarterback. Who are you gonna throw it to in the room? So unless he's got a deal with a guy, how do you know that?
But here's it. But unless you know, we know now how Houdini did some stuff with the double joints and all
but that. Yeah, that makes sense. That's easy to explain.
And he did some stuff, but there was one I just saw where he's blindfolded. All this is going on, and the guy is. Somehow being tapped. Where did somebody tap the guy? It tapped David. I'm blindfolded, and somebody, I'm asking you to tap your shoulder, tap something on your body that is hurting or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he takes it off, takes off the blindfold, and then he taps himself, does something like that. So he actually felt you as you're tapping. He felt the tap. And I'm looking, I'm thinking, that's just witchcraft. See, I want to believe that the boy, the Sixth Sense boy, is real. I want to believe that he saw death.
You go ahead and take care of Matt there, Christian. Somebody says, hey, this is so funny. You have a plumber on the phone, yet Roger's answering the questions about plumbing.
Yeah, no, for that I did. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I didn't answer it. I wanted to ask if I'm right on those things, because I found out the hard way you don't... you don't put those things in your tank, even the bleach.
Yeah, I used to like that.
Well, of course, but it tears it up.
Somebody said that Gordon Sumner is Sting's real name. I think that's who you said. I thought there was a different name besides Sting. I thought he had a performer name. Did he just have Sting when he was with the police?
That's what he said.
Sting is his performer name.
I thought he had a different name with the police besides Sting.
I think it was Larry Wilcox.
How about Sting, the wrestler, having the patent over Sting, the performer? Complete fumble by Sting the musician by not getting that patented, you know?
Yeah, I don't know the patent stuff, man. Hey, here's something for you. Let me throw this one out. I just saw this one. We've done this before, I think. The blog Art of Manliness asked its readers to come up with a list of smells that they thought were manly. And I agree with some of these. I would think, because you can smell them as I say them. See if you can smell them as I say them. You know how you do that thing? You hear the word that you're reading, you know,
you're saying these are guy smells.
These are manly smells.
Sweat.
And I'm going to give them to you. Hardware store. Can you smell a hardware store? You can smell it. You can smell it. You smell
wood.
The wood.
Yeah, wood.
You smell the wood. You smell the wood. Shoe polish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a man thing. Cut grass, no brainer.
Yeah.
Sawdust.
Sawdust, you have a smell for dogs. Right. Oh, look at that. Joe Klein with the delivery of the 30 cents... barbecue sandwich today that are on sale for a one day only. Wow. Some of them have no slaw. Roger's opening up. Here, let me have one, Joe, so I can. Oh, wow. Nice and messy.
I'll take whatever.
Nice and
messy. Do I want one with slaw or not? What do I want?
Look at Joe Klein delivering today. If you just tuned in, the 30th anniversary of Corky's in West Little Rock. But they're doing it in both locations.
Yes.
This
guess,
is it.
Guess what? I will sell my...
That's a lot for 30 cents, buddy.
Oh, my
Look
God.
Look at that. Wow. Roger's going to dive in. Look at him. I need to get a picture of that. We never see Roger do that very much. Mm. Very nice of Joe to do that. Look at that. Mm. So somebody was asking Joe, what time can somebody call and order the ribs? What time? Just 11? Or you guys aren't going to answer the phone probably before that?
No, they'll answer before.
Two racks. Two racks, yeah.
So,
yeah, they'll be ready for you. Is it good, Roger? So again, you only get one per customer when you're in the store. Yeah. Four per customer through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, per car. That's right.
And, like if you do a
to-go
order,
it's four max. Yes, to-go order is four max, and these are at both locations. Wow. Christian, Joe has not done this for us in 20 years. Look at that.
I've never seen the boy eat.
I know. Wow. It's a shocker. It's a shocker. Thanks, Joe. Congratulations, Joe. Thank you, buddy.
I'm in 30 years.
Appreciate you, Joe. Thanks, buddy. Wow. Look at that. Look at that.
Damn
wow.
It.
Let's take a break so Roger can get something to drink. And now look at the HB. Get you one, HB.
Yeah, dude.
Get you one. And then we got to eat later, Roger, at Ohio Club.
This is melting in
good.
My mouth.
Did you get a coleslaw on yours?
Yeah, I got it.
You know, I normally don't put coleslaw on mine, but I don't mind. I wouldn't mind doing
this,
it.
On this, no. On this, you got to have
it. Gives a little bit different
flavor.
Yeah. All right, we'll take, I don't know. Wow. Can you push any buttons now, Roger? Do we need to get Christian to take us a break?
I'll do it. Watch this.
Can you sure?
Just clean finger.
A little Travis Tritt, a little trouble. Wow, Roger's diving in. I'm hungry, too. I got to go ahead. I can't eat that without a Diet Coke. All right, we'll be back in just a minute, 9:26.
Look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, TROUBLE. Tell me what in the world you're doing there, LONE. Yeah, I say, hey, good LOOKING. Well, I spell TROUBLE. Yeah. I was a little bitty baby when my papa hit the skid. Mama had a time to raise nine kids. She told me not to stare cause it was impolite. She did the best she could to try to raise me right. But mama never told me about nothing like a YOU. But your mama must have been another good looking honey too.
For Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, in the first game, the Democratic Republic of Congo forced a 1-1 draw with Portugal. It's DR Congo's first time playing in the World Cup in 52 years when they were then known as Zaire. They scored their first goal in history as well in Yohan Wiese's goal in stoppage time at the end of the first half. In Game 2, England beat Croatia 4-2. Harry Kane, the Ballon d'Or favorite, scored two goals in the win. In Game 3, Ghana beat Panama 1-0 in the 95th minute as Caleb Urenci scored the game winner. Then in the final game of the day, Colombia beat Uzbekistan 3-1. Today, Game 2s of the group stages will start. Czechia and South Africa will face off at 11. Bosnia and Switzerland will play at 2. And Mexico will face South Korea at 8. All of those games can be seen on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver of the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Partly cloudy today, still hot and humid. There is a 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. We'll have a high of 91. Tonight, rain chance picks up. 30% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms overnight as the front moves through. We'll drop down to 70 overnight. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Honda Ride Red and Save Green sales event is happening at Honda Russellville. Get more done with a Pioneer 700 or 1000 side-by-side. Swing a leg over a dependable Fortrax Rancher ATV. Take your crew in a 4-seat Pioneer 700 4 or 5-seat Pioneer 1005. Bonus bucks on select models plus low-rate financing for qualified buyers. Visit HondaRussellville.com.
For your safety, read the owner's manual and wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and close the side vents and doors when operating a side-by-side. Honda side-by-sides and ATVs for riders 16 and older.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now. Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and businesses trust CertaPro Painters. From detailed residential work to professionally managed commercial projects, CertaPro delivers craftsmanship to protect your investment. Visit CertaPro.com, that's Certa with a C, and reserve your spring project today.
Bass tournaments and some of the best fishing spots in the state. It's Fishing Arkansas, Sunday mornings with Big Sarge and his crew. Fishing Arkansas is presented by shelter agent Jamie Marsh and Stanley Hardware. Fishing Arkansas, Sunday mornings with Big Sarge on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, 9:32, watching the U.S. Open at Shinnecock. Looks like McIlroy is at on the second hole, one under. Koepka, even at on hole number three. Scottie Scheffler, even after one. Everybody's just getting started now, so... Looks like the conditions are really windy, overcast.
Oh, they are windy.
And I'm not sure if it's better to be playing that. That's McIlroy right there, I think. 661-1037, if you want to be a part of the show.
No, that's not McIlroy.
Is it not?
No.
Oh, you're right. I thought it was. Early in the show, we had Zach Fisher on, and he just won the Korn Ferry Tour event. Acunet, I think the name was of the tournament. And so great to have him on, and we'll be following him. He's a Rogers neighbor.
Yeah.
So if you missed that, we'll have Christian will post that somewhere today. Today's National Go Fishing Day.
Yeah.
It's National Splurge Day. Yeah. It's National Panic Day. Christian, if you had to, if you said I'm going to splurge on something, what would it be?
Man, that's a.
I'll tell you on Rogers, real simple. Look at him right now. What does he have?
Topo Chico.
He will splurge on Topo Pico.
Topo Chico.
Let me tell you something.
I bought. I've seen it in his garage. He's actually we got 50 cases.
Are they back?
No, they're not back yet.
One time he did.
I absolutely did. I have not bought.
I've never had it out of the glass bottle, other than with you.
In 2 months, I haven't bought a case, and I still have some left. And I'm hoping that they said it would be the end of July, August.
Do you think you drink one a day, more than one a day?
Well, way more than one a day.
Really?
That's all I drink.
And you still got some.
Yes.
What do you think that I
would... I don't drink one case a day, no.
Hmm.
What do you...
No, I meant like can.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. No, well, I'm only drinking the cans because I'm
get the glass bottle.
Well, I still have the glass bottle.
You're saving them.
I spread them out.
Special occasion.
Uh-huh.
What do you think the item I get from the grocery store that I splurge... From Edwards... That I splurge the most on.
Is it meat?
Nope.
Okay, then it's cans of corn.
Nope. Don't think of eating.
Air freshener?
No.
Toilet paper?
Think of drinking.
Oh, Diet Coke.
I splurge. Yeah. I buy, and sometimes Edwards doesn't even have them all. I mean, I buy like 15 six-packs of, no joke. I literally will buy
that. Six-packs. Why don't you buy a bigger volume?
I just like, because I can bring them in the show like this.
You like the bottle more than the can?
Or? Yeah, because okay. the bottle I can come back and drink a little bit later this afternoon. It won't be flat the next day. And they're smaller. This is the perfect size for me.
Okay, I got you.
Today's also National Panic Day.
And that's what I do with my water.
Yeah. You splurge. Do you panic, Christian? Are you a panicker? Do you worry?
I'm a worrier. I'm not a panicker. Like... Last week when we got home and there was water coming through my ceiling, Cheris is, of course, freaking out. And I'm like, well, I'm going to go up in the attic and I'm going to see what's going on. So,
You didn't panic?
No. I just went up there.
I panicked for you.
it's
you're a new homeowner. You're a homeowner. Yeah. I mean, a new homeowner. Once you get those things. And Trey Reed was in. I panicked for him yesterday. How do you remember why?
What was
that? Because his air conditioner is out. He's got air conditioner coming in, a new system.
That's way worse.
That's $10,000-$15,000, depending on where you get it. I mean, I don't know if you can get that at Temu.
You've got the U.S. Open going on, Father's Day this weekend, Roger. You've also got the College World Series that continues to go on, my Lord. I think it's did I say Thursday, Friday? No. Is it Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Monday if needed, I guess.
Boy. Today is the big parade, the ticker tape parade for the NBA champion New York Knicks. 10,000 cops will be there. 10,000. That's almost like if you walked into Simmons Bank Arena, and that entire arena is almost full from that. Of just cops alone. I guess there'll be a million people there. I don't know.
It'd be a lot of people, for sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure, you know. Also, speaking of sports, Roger, I don't know if you remember Fred Lynn of the Boston Red Sox.
Sure, I do.
He was on the Red Sox when I was really following that.
Was he short or second?
I thought he was center.
I don't know why. Who am I?
He had a historic day on this day. Listen to this. On this day against the Detroit Tigers, one of the greatest days in Major League Baseball history. I think I remember 1975. He scored 10 runs himself. 10 runs. I presume that's right. It doesn't say RBIs. Is that right? No, that can't be. Can't be right. It's got to be RBIs. 16 total bases, 3 home runs, a triple, and a single. 16 total bases. That means every hit, every double, whatever it is, you've run around the bases that many times, that many bases, 3 home runs, and a triple and a single. They won the game 15-1. Pretty darn amazing. Roger, this is for
you. How many RBIs did he have?
Well, it looks like it's got to be. It says 10 runs. So I'm presuming that's got to be RBIs.
That's got to be RBIs. Yeah. He can't have 10 runs.
So, Roger, this is for you, King of All Trivia, who will be at Mainline Sports Bar tonight. Get it and have some fun. Well, two trips to Hot Springs today, Roger. One to Ohio Club here shortly, and then Mainline Sports Bar. I expect Roger to get this in less than 3 seconds. 43 years ago in 1983, this astronaut became America's first woman in space.
Sally Ride.
Boom! Boom, take that. That was easy peasy.
That's way too easy. You want me to tell you her birthday? I can tell her where she has a birthmark.
This is for Christian. I expect Christian to maybe get this in 3 seconds. If he does, this will be really impressive because this is not something that normally you would know.
You expect me to get it in 3 seconds, but if I do, it's very impressive.
It is because this is the confidence I have in you. This is a story that was well known. They've done documentaries about it. But what I'm going to ask you is a little bit more challenging to get it. So in 2023, just a few years ago, a submersible vessel exploring the wreckage of the Titanic imploded in the North Atlantic Ocean, killing all 5 occupants. Can you tell me the name of that submarine?
It's been 5 years?
2023. 5 people died.
Oh, okay.
Ocean Gate?
No.
Wasn't that the company?
Starts with a T.
I think it was.
That was the company, I think.
Yeah. I think it was. It's a NFL team.
They were only Titan is correct.
Yeah.
They were only supposed to go. That particular submarine was only certified to go 1,300 meters. It was actually 3,800 meters.
Yeah, that thing was a mess.
The boy didn't want to go with his daddy.
He didn't want to go, and he goes in there, and that thing just crushes them. I mean, they don't know what. I mean, they were dead.
They knew that there was trouble happening.
Yeah, you think so?
Well, I think that something.
I can think of anything worse than say, "Hey, Dad, let's go down 5 miles down in the no.
No, Dad, I don't want to go. I don't
send me the
go,
video
Dad.
When you get back.
Yeah, yeah. I think that, you know, I think what they've said was that they might have known that something was getting ready to happen, but before they could blink it, I have no idea. Until you're in it. I mean, they show the eerie.
It's terrible.
At the bottom
terrible.
Of it.
I mean, it's a horrible way to go. All right, this is for Christian. Fact or crap, Christian. Today's Blake Shelton's birthday. He's 50.
That's a fact.
Has Blake Shelton done a song, a duo, with Justin Moore? Back to crap.
I haven't heard it. I'm going to go crap, but I don't know. It's a fact. It's a fact.
It is a fact. And, Roger, we were listening to it. I think it's 99 Beers is the name of it. I thought that it would be a bigger hit than what it did. I just thought for sure because it's a catchy little tune. It's they play off the... what's the rapper who did the 99
problems?
That's it. Who was that?
That's Fit or that's Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. I didn't know if Fit is in Jay-Z, but they played over that. I don't know if Roger can find it in the system, but yeah, he uh, He did that with Justin Moore, and I really thought it was catchy enough and cute enough to where maybe that'll catch. We'll see if I'll give Roger a second, see if he can find that.
I'll see it in the system.
Also, you would know this guy. I don't know him. Having a birthday today, Nathan Morris. Who is he, Christian? Nathan Morris.
Nathan Morris?
Yep, singer. Founding member of this group. If I said End of the Road,
I'll Make Boys Love to You.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's the founding member. Did you know that?
Did not.
I don't know if I know.
I didn't know his name.
Yeah. Do you know any of their names?
Yeah. I can't remember it now. One's got a really unique name.
Yeah. It's anyway. Yeah. They were big. Oh, this is it. This is it. This is Blake Shelton. Let's listen to this for a second.
Silver Silverado broke down.
Oh, I've heard this.
School ran off. I can't quit dipping. My boot blue at the sink is
Brady Lynn center field. Thank you, caller person.
I lost 100 on the spread on the boys.
That's him. That's Mike.
My ex moved into a penthouse palace. It's been one hell of a week. I know just what it needs. 12 ounces sitting on ice. Suddenly everything's feeling all right. Catch a little smile. Sipping on sus. Crank going.
Yeah, I think the name is 12 ounces, not 99
no,
beers.
No, it's called Beer Ain't One.
Oh, okay, Beer Ain't One. Okay.
Now, did they sing that in the same place, or did they sing it separate?
I would imagine they probably did it separate, if I had to guess.
Which is wild to me.
They could do that.
I think,
yeah.
I was going to go back to Boyz II Men for a second.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's him and his brother were part of the founding. His brother's name was Wanya, I think.
Wanya?
Yeah, it was a unique name.
Okay.
I love Boyz II Men.
You know what? That should be a hurricane.
By the way... So did you think that would do a little bit better? I just thought that would that might be catchy.
Yeah, Blake Shelton. Blake Shelton is a pretty big deal, and then Justin's got his own top 10.
12 ounces.
Sitting on top of a stereo and my record scratch.
This is for Christian. I'm trying to let you bounce back.
Come on,
Jim. King of All Trivia will be at Mainland Sports Bar tonight.
That's right.
I'm just getting you warmed up. Bruce Smith, Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Who did he play his Pro Bowl with?
Bills.
Who do you play his college ball with? Who do you play his college
Oklahoma
ball
State?
With? No.
Tennessee? Clemson?
No.
SEC?
They got a new coach this year from that very high-profile move that they're very excited about. They haven't had a big-name coach like this. And the reason the other guy left because he got ran off, even though he had won pretty big. He just never came with
a beer problem?
Beer problems. Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Beer problem.
Roger, if I said Carol Kane.
Carol
having
Kane.
Having a birthday today.
Carol Kane. She's an actress.
Where do you know her from?
I know her from...
Couple movies that you probably know her
from.
Well,
she was in Scrooged.
That's right.
And
That's right.
She played the fairy tale. I think she was also... Andy Kaufman's girlfriend in Taxi. I think
you may be right on that. Yeah, so the ones I remember, Princess Bride. She was one of the main ones, and I think Dog Day Afternoon and When a Stranger Calls.
She was in Dog Day.
That's what it says.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she one of the tellers?
Maybe.
I don't remember.
That's
a good question.
I don't think she was Al Pacino's wife.
Also, we've been playing music from Paul McCartney.
She definitely wasn't.
Who's 84? If you had to name your one Paul McCartney song,
yeah.
What would it be?
You know what? I got hooked only because of
How about non-Beatle? How about non-Beatle?
Non-Beatle song?
Non-Beatle.
So you can include Wings?
Yeah, God. Include Wings.
I like what he did with Michael Jackson.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And duets.
I guess I'll go Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
That to me, that's so good.
Yeah, it can
so
be.
Good. Well, you got Band on the Run. Mm-hmm. Listen What the Man Said. Silly Love
Maybe
Song.
Never big fan. Silly Love Song's one thing, but...
What'd you say, Roger?
I wasn't a big fan of Band on the Run.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
I didn't say you don't have to be.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm Amazed is another one. Yeah.
The Girl is Mine.
That's Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Not a good one.
And then,
well, no, because Michael
Whoa.
Not a good song.
Michael was lying.
Ebony and Ivory.
Also not a good song.
Oh, come on, man. Justin.
Wow. I love Stevie.
You don't like that song?
No, that song sucks.
That was a very significant. A very significant song at the time.
It was.
Brought the races together.
Wow, it sure did.
And it made sense. Like it made sense. The piano,
the black and white cookie.
It made sense.
They go together in perfect harmony.
We can see it perfectly.
I cannot
yes.
believe you don't like it. It's probably one of the greatest songs ever. You know what? It's in the soundtrack of Wolfga.
I remember this was.
Ebony and ivory live together in
how can you not like this?
Harmony.
Side by side. I think we probably liked it a little bit better when Eddie played Stevie and Frank Sinatra came in. Or did Joe Piscopo play? I think he played Frank Sinatra,
That was a big.
Ebony and ivory. You are.
That was a big song at the time. Oh, I think it was in the 80s.
Well, it's majors. It's Paul McCartney.
Breaking Down Walls.
I like Long and Winding Road. But you know what? And a lot of it has to do with.
That was Beatles.
And then 16. Yeah. She was just 17. Those are the songs. But I like it because of the movie Yesterday.
You know what I think I need to hear? I just want you to do that. Y'all, it's what you trail off.
Yeah.
I want to hear the Fernando Valenzuela clip. It's so good.
I
want to hear you trail off.
We don't have it anymore.
Chris can find it.
What is it called?
The Fernando Valenzuela.
You're not going to find it.
Yes, he will. It's what he's talking
don't
about.
Don't go Josh on me.
He says Fernando Valenzuela.
Quick, shout out to David Hendricks Jr. Thanks, David. David's giving me some huge tumblers and gift cards that I get to give away tonight at Mainline Sports Bar because they've got a family market down that way and getting ready to open up a second one. But next, the next Summerwood Sports Summer Camp is June 29th to the July 2nd. June 29th to July 2nd. And we were there. We saw all the big gyms. So grades 3 through 6 in Bryant, sports, games, crafts, breakfast, and lunch are provided. Go to summerwoodsports.com/summer. Summerwoodsports.com/summer. June 29th to July 2nd. It's a Summerwood Sports camp.
All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap things up. Yeah, I want you to find this clip because what happens, Roger. Oh, you found it?
I'm trying.
Yeah, Roger, it's so funny. He just, you know, sometimes you just sort of, you just want to go on. He's live on the air. It just trails off to nothing.
Can you see my face?
It trails off to nothing.
Can you see my face? You promised to me that you would tell me when you could read mine, right? Because I just want you.
He's trying to pronounce my last name. He just trails off to nothing.
You just suck it. I'm telling you right now, you are terrible. You are
I can't believe we haven't played that for Christian yet. There's a lot in the system that. Well, is this say?
It is. It's say cube.
All right, we'll have that when we come back. Looks like
sucker.
A U.S. Open. A lot of.
You know what? We'll ride to Hot Springs in separate cars.
McElroy and Burns tied at 200.
I ate all of that sandwich.
I know. I've
Joe.
Never seen you do that.
You're going to have an upset stomach. I think you could. Listen, my stomach.
To pull over on the way to Hot Springs after to the gas station over there.
No, I will not do that.
David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkups with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big, like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
To celebrate their partnership with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, your Arkansas Chevy dealers are giving away a 2027 Chevy Silverado 1500. For complete rules and to register to win, current Arkansas Game and Fish license holders should visit ChevySweepstakes.com/Arkansas Truck Hunt or see your Arkansas's best Chevy dealer for more details. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to legal residents 18 years or older who reside in Arkansas. Contest ends 12/31/26. Void where prohibited.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Super Paint, Super Deck, and Woodscapes products June 12th through the 22nd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Progressive presents perfectly bad excuses for missing stuff to spend more time on your motorcycle.
Hey, Tom, gonna miss the 5K. Gotta organize my vitamins. A, B, C. There's so many. D.
Now that was a bad excuse. If you love your vehicle this much, get customized coverage from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in D.C.
You can't always see what's in the air, but dust, allergens, contaminants, even mold could be affecting your health. Learn about air quality testing at RainbowRestores.com. When the unthinkable happens, damage from smoke, water, fire, mold, or just poor air quality, let Rainbow Restoration fix your home or business. With their 24/7 rapid response, you'll get your life back on track fast. RainbowRestores.com. Rainbow Restoration. They restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection is good. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Uneven tire wear, poor handling, or suspension issues costing you money? Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock has you covered with heavy-duty alignments and tough, dependable U-bolts built for hard-working trucks and equipment. Proper alignment improves tire life, fuel economy and performance, and their quality suspension components keep your fleet safe and road-ready. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, Powers keeps your business moving. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
Hotz Homes has custom-built manufactured homes under $100 per square foot. They have hundreds of floor plans available to fit your family's needs. Homes start as low as $39,995. They can finance your new home together with land so you can have one easy payment. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 bedrooms available for immediate delivery. You can view their inventory online at HawksHomes.net. Let their family help your family. Hawks Homes, Bryant and Conway.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, you guys!
All aboard! Da-da.
Da-da. Hey, thank you to Joseph Klein for taking... He's an Olympic champion, and he brought back some sandwiches.
Wow, so
the
30 good.
Cent oh sandwiches gosh. That you said, Joe, there's a lot on here. They yeah. were fantastic. And I scarfed it down so much that I made the snort sound as I'm eating. It was so good. Thank you. So at both locations, someone asked on the Middleton Heat and Air text line, both location of Corky's all day long while they last. 30 cents celebrating 30 years for that pork sandwich, and all month long, $30 will get you two slabs of ribs.
661-1037 as we only got a couple of minutes left. Hey, Phil, come on around here. Did you find the clip, Christian?
I can't find it.
Come on, man.
You don't have it,
dude. Actually, find that.
Looking in the old system. I don't know what it's called.
What do we call it? It was Fernando Valenzuela.
It was Fernando Valenzuela.
I don't see anything.
Listen, find that clip. Find that clip. If that clip is out there, we're going to get it and get it out of there. So you got 1 minute. See if you can find it while Phil is giving us a rundown.
Talk to Phil.
I walked in on the words Fernando Valenzuela. What's going on?
So this is a great clip where Roger is trying to, I think he's trying to pronounce Fernando Valenzuela. Or he couldn't remember who the name was. And then when he sort of just gets tired of talking or just not sure, he just trails. He's live on the air, but he just sort of trails off.
I trail off.
That's the best way to handle names you don't know.
They used to say that his ex-wife said that about your previous partner, Matt Jones, said that he just talks to sometimes he just trails off when he's talking.
Well, if you don't know somebody's name, you're like, hey, what's going on?
It is so good.
Well, listen, we've got so many clips in the system of all of us sounding stupid and goofy on the air, so we don't mind. We play them a ton. You're just now probably you'll start accumulating that, Phil, as you go.
Well, so. I say I have enough weird things that I say myself and all my other partners.
What's
Fernando Valenzuela?
Very nice. Who came to the Travelers? You know, remember they actually had fans in the outfield.
1990 doubleheader.
Crazy. They had them in the on the field
it's
to play.
A famous moment. Yeah, it was a doubleheader. It was Pepsi night. There was free tickets all over town. Everybody came for the first game when Fernando pitched. There were like 11,000 people there, and nobody was there for the second game.
Yeah. I mean, they literally had a rope around the warning track.
Exactly.
What's happening on the show today?
Kerry Maddox coming by talking about the Maumelle Golf Classic, which is coming up in about a month. Michael Felder, we want to talk about this Brendan Sorsby situation and really just like what the supplemental draft means, what this could mean for Texas Tech, or really just what it means for college football now that it might have just kind of gone away. Mayor Frank Scott, birthday trivia, Zach Gilliam, and, you know, just all the things we usually do. College World Series, World Cup, U.S. Open.
I made the comment. This is our World Series, man. It's so long. You know, you got, another day or two?
And it's shorter than it used to be.
I'm telling you, Phil, it's just, I guess there's no other way to do it. I thought, man, can we just play one game? Let's just play one game. Whoever wins it all.
They used to do that. It used to be a,
Is that right?
It was kind of like a one-game thing, and it changed. But I think 2000 or 2001 was when they had a real series instead of, a team that needed to win two and a team that needed to win one. So, but it used to be 2 weeks long. This is about, I think it's about a 10 or 11-day tournament now once they get to Omaha.
Golly. Great story. You know, Oklahoma was ranked 19th in one poll, not ranked in the other two polls. North Carolina was a top 10 preseason team. But just goes to show you, they've hit more home runs in the last, like, 16 games than they did in the first 45
games. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But we saw them do that at Baum. They hit 9 home runs in a 2-game stretch against Arkansas. And that was completely unexpected. It's the freshman pitching for Oklahoma that right now is the outlier.
Yeah, that's exactly
the three
right.
freshman starting pitchers that have taken them to the College World Series final.
It's amazing. Roger, he's tried to find it.
The George's dad and Kramer are playing pool, I think.
No, that's not it.
No, that's okay. He tried. I tried. I put him on the spot to try to find things. It's a challenge.
I think he's going to play down the years with Morning Mayhem here with Roger's quotes.
Well, look at that wall of numbers and letters. It's overwhelming. Roger, great job today. Christian,
great job yourself.
Well done. We'll find out if we're in the studio tomorrow or maybe with the Lions Den tomorrow in Darnell. We don't know for sure yet, but we're headed to Hot Springs. We're headed to the Ohio Club. Join us over there as we start the tour of 500 years of Arkansas restaurants. So don't go away. Phil, great to see you, buddy.
Awesome. Thank you.
Zone's up next.
Dugan's Pub is your home for World Cup soccer, including the 3rd Street Merchants Association World Cup Block Party. This Friday at noon, the 3rd Street Entertainment District will be blocked off for the U.S. men's game. Beer stations outside with cocktails from Dugan's, Dizzy's, Copper Grill, and Lucky Lou's. Burgers and dogs from the grill or food to go from all the merchants.